Shoot it! Shoot it!
What you watching, Don?
Basketball. The Denver Nuggets against the Detroit Pistons.
Hey, don't the Pistons have that big guy with the funny hair?
Ben Wallace, yeah. But not even Big Ben will be able to stop the Nuggets tonight.
Why is that?
Because they're playing in Denver, which is high up in the Rocky Mountains.
Oh, you mean that the visiting team isn't used to playing in thin air.
Exactly. The higher up you go, the lower the air pressure becomes. That means that there are fewer oxygen molecules in the air, so it becomes harder to get enough oxygen when you breathe.
Isn't that called altitude sickness? At sea level, our blood is 99% saturated with oxygen. But at around 18,000 feet, the blood has about 30% less oxygen. This can make people like mountain climbers or hot air balloonists who don't take proper precautions feel nauseated, dizzy, and tired. If it gets really bad, altitude sickness can even kill you.
That's true. Of course, the Pistons aren't in that much danger. Denver isn't so high up above sea level that it makes most people sick, and professional athletes are better able than most people to adjust to higher altitudes. But there's still less oxygen in the air, and since the Denver players are used to playing in those conditions, they have an advantage. If nothing else, the Pistons' lungs have to work harder to get enough oxygen into the bloodstream.
That doesn't seem fair.
Nope, but that's life and basketball.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Mark Braun in the Medical Sciences program. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. Once again, our web address is amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.